Rosie on the house. Y'all stay tuned in the 10 o'clock hour. Dan King of Harmon Solar has arrived. We are still being constantly flooded with questions about the solar industry, whether it should still be considered as a solution for residential power. What about leasing? What about purchasing? What about the lost incentives? What about the rebates? So any question you have about solar, just sit on it right now, but get ready to dial the number 1-888-767-4348 at the top of the hour, and we'll be taking those calls all through the 10 o'clock hour. Right now, Romy, why don't we run up to Prescott Valley? We just finished talking to, was that Roger, listening in Sedona on Chasm Radio, and now we've got
Brett.
And Brett, what are you listening? What station are you listening to us on?
I'm on KQNA.
KQNA. Very good. Very good. How can we help you, my friend?
Well, I'm having a problem with my air conditioning. It's I had that smell a couple weeks ago, but now I'm trying to figure out the peak time deal where you're off peak and on peak. And I've got one of the programmable thermostats, and I'm not sure if there's a difference with thermostats or not, because I can't seem to keep my air conditioning for not running during the off or the peak hours in without turning it off manually. I don't know if it's me or the thermostat.
I don't know either. And it's not that you want the unit to completely not run on peak. It's just that you want it to run a lot less. So the way you do that is set the thermostat so that it goes to a super cool mode in the evenings when your power demand, power curve is paying your lowest price per kilowatt, and you store up electricity in your house by super cooling all of the contents, the furniture, the clothing in the closets.
I like that thinking.
You know, the drywall, the everything, the floor covering. You super cool it at night while it's cheap, and it's not to say that the air conditioner won't come on at all during the peak period. It's just going to come on a lot less. As a matter of fact, you could manipulate that thermostat to where ask it to provide cooling down to, you know, in Prescott Valley, you're probably not going to be setting it much below about 72 or 73 degrees, are you?
Yeah, that's about where I have it at now, because otherwise my wife and mother-in-law get mad at me.
Yeah.
But I try that super cooling at night, and it seems like, because I have it, the last setting is like at 8:30 in the morning at 71 degrees, and I figured, well, that get the house cooling down enough, but seems that come 12, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, it all of a sudden will come on again and then run for, which is good from what you say, it stays running, but it will run for almost 4, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and then it will turn off for a while and then eventually come back on later on that night. So,
and you said the last one is at 7. When do you go on peak?
I believe it was at 12 in the afternoon to 7 at night.
Yeah, well, super cool it all the way till noon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, super cool it right up until 11:58.
It costs you the same at 7 o'clock in the morning up till noon, because you're paying your off-peak time. So keep it that way till noon, and then you'll notice that because it's that cooler, you know, it'll be 2 or 3 o'clock by the time the house warms up enough, but that the air conditioning is going to need to kick on.
Depending on the construction of the house, for sure. And you'll know you're getting close to accomplishing the maximum efficiency is when you get your bill, you want about 80% of your power consumed to be off peak. And in the middle of the summer, that can be hard to do, but it's very, very doable. I'm running about 86% at my house off peak.
Wow.
Off peak, but I super cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
I
don't have 6 kids living at home anymore.
That makes it easier, doesn't it?
Yeah, that makes it easier.
So now, do you have the programmable thermostat?
I do, but I really depend on Advanced Home Systems Energy Management Computer to do all the thinking for me. I've got 2 air conditioners, 2 thermostats. I could manipulate it with the programmable thermostat if I want. For me, it's just a lot easier to do the Energy Management Computer. It regulates everything throughout the whole house. So we appreciate the call. You're getting really close. Just don't stop supercooling at 8 o'clock in the morning. Go ahead and run it right up until 11:30. All right, folks, y'all stay tuned. We're going to be talking about solar energy when we get back in the 10 o'clock hour. You can get online now. We'll go ahead and clear all the lines. And anybody that has an unanswered question, we'll call them and talk to them after the show. But get online now with your solar questions at 1-888-767-4348. Dan King from Harmon Solar's here. We've got some talking points, but we also want to know what your concerns are in the Arizona home, with the Arizona homeowner, as it relates to solar power. I was making a presentation yesterday morning to Humana, and someone came up to me and she said, as far as she was concerned, it should be against the law to build a house in Arizona without solar power.
Was she willing to pay for everyone's solar panels and build a new home then?
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.